And there's just one here. I'll see if I can get it on my phone and play it over the speakers. I think it's coming. It doesn't matter. Well, that's spooling up. Let me just say this. Next week at Otama, we're going to enjoy communion together. And it's Mother's Day. And I think this is what this was trying to come to terms with. Let me see if I can get this. No, I don't want to go there. Too bad. Well, it's really about FMD. Dare you not forget Mother's Day next Sunday. This is a heads up for all men. I was going to do it by the skip the eyes, but it didn't work for me. just a heads up. It's a wonderful opportunity to remember mothers. Everyone has one. Everyone has one. So let's take opportunity now, shall we, to... oh, no, I've got some more notices. Jim. Jim's going to come and share a little bit coming from our session meeting on whatever it was, Wednesday night. Thanks, Jim.
Thanks, Doug. Yes, we had a session meeting on Wednesday. One of the roles of session is to make sure its members list is always up to date. Well, once a year anyway. And sometimes we fall a bit behind on that. Now, we're going through, if you remember, you've become a member of the Presbyterian Church by public confession of your faith in Christ. And so a good number of us have done that. There is one more option, an associate member position, and where you actually haven't become a member of the Presbyterian Church of New Zealand as such, but you agree with the principles that the church runs by and that you want to be committed to our local community of faith here. And so you have an opportunity to become an associate member. Now, we probably know about our members, but if you want to be on the associate members list, and this will allow you to vote as though you were a member on things that directly affect our local church here. So perhaps we have an idea of who these people are, and but if you want to come and see me to make sure that you're on that list, then please do so. If you know that you're not a member, but you want to be associated with our church here. So that was one thing. The Elders Retreat, we're going to have that on the 13th of May. This is an afternoon session that we're having. And recently we met with the wider elder group to look at where the church should be going in the near future in terms of calling ministers, a range of options here. And so we're just going to be distilling that a little bit further in this afternoon is one of the main purposes of that meeting, and so your prayer will be appreciated for that. And Lynn mentioned the other week about having gone to Synod, and that both Synod and the Southern Presbytery are looking at getting together and amalgamating to reduce the amount of functions, and they're wanting us to have in prayer direction for how this should proceed, or indeed if they should proceed. And I think they've got to set aside a week, the end of June to the beginning of July, before the next presbytery meeting for this. And they'd appreciate you joining with them in prayer for that. Thank you.
Great, thanks. We're going to receive our offering now, and we're going to have Hugh is going to be on this side, and Cynthia is going to be on that side, and going to help us with the offering today. So let's do that together. Lord, you have called your people to bring their first fruits to the storehouse as a way to honor you. And Lord, we do that today. We honor you with these tithes and these offerings. And we ask for those who give it, Lord, that there will be a great blessing upon them for giving. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Confessions about a birthday or anniversary or a celebration. I know, you two up there. Lovebirds again. Happy anniversary, Mike and Margaret. Are you allowed to see how many this is?
Next year will be a big one.
Next year will be a big one. That's a giveaway. Anyone else had a birthday or celebration? No? Okay, let's sing a celebration to them.
Celebrating with you, to Jesus be true, God bless you and keep you, celebrating with you.
Wonderful, may there be many more.